6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We're going to have Tamilian Vinish on in just a moment as he's getting set to take on Gino, I Told You So, Rivera in the main event tomorrow night at the Greeley Rec Center. So Gino was bringing the thunder. He was bringing the heat the other day on Good Morning NoCo, and we'll see. We'll see what Tamilian has to say, man. We're building it up. We're building up this trash talk. It's kind of a fun thing for us to be able to talk about this. Folks, get your tickets at battlegroundprowrestling.com. This is a lot of fun for everybody, man. Get the kids out there and just enjoy. You can meet the wrestlers before the show, 4:30 to 5:30, and they're very entertaining. We've interviewed a couple of these guys as a part of Battleground Pro Wrestling, and some are a little out there, meaning, like, you feel like they could hurt you in a moment. And then we had that Sam Knight guy on. He was really awesome. He was just a real solid-to-the-earth kind of guy. So it just depends on who you're going to get. I don't know what we're going to get here. I have no idea. This guy could be all over the place. He could be really exciting. He could be, like, you know, he could have an attitude. We'll find out. But we're going to get him on in just a couple of minutes. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Again, we're pumped up for tonight's game, for this weekend stuff, too. Who's Bruce Dick got? Who's Fort Collins have? Blake Olson will be on that call coming up on Saturday. So we're excited about that. We're going to have a busy day on KFKA. We're going to have some college basketball, some out-of-market college basketball. We're going to have Fort Collins going at it tomorrow. They're looking, Bruce Dick's looking to do some great things. And then we're going to have Saturday night, UNC Bears taking on Portland State in the first round of the Big Sky Conference Tournament.
So Coach Bruce Dick and Fort Collins have Fossil Ridge.
All right, man. We'll see how they do. But we're excited to have that game coming up. That's going to be Elite Eight, right? In the Elite Eight. So congratulations to head coach Bruce Dick. Rooting for his crew. Rooting for the UNC Bears, of course, going up against Portland State tomorrow night. Can they do it? Can they get past the Portland State and then Montana State? If they can somehow win on Saturday, they got to do it again on Sunday. Then they get a break, and then they got to do it again on Monday. Who knows? It's all you can do is get there, and then see what happens. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Poll question of the day is: do you think the Nuggets will cover the 5.5-point spread tonight? This is a monster game. This is not just a big game for us and Memphis fans. Nationally, in terms of the Western Conference, I mean, this is absolutely a monster game. So you got a lot of people that are going to be paying attention to this one, no question. And if Denver can win this thing, they can put a serious dent in that lead atop the Western Conference. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. And again, Battleground Pro Wrestling coming up this weekend at the Greeley Rec Center. Doors open at 5:30. The show starts at 6 o'clock. We're excited about this. This is going to be a fun matchup. The main event, of course, is Gino Told You So Rivera against Tamilian Vinish. And right now, we want to cue him in. Let's bring him in. Do we get the tunage? Let's bring in Tamilian Vinish getting set for the main event tomorrow night at the Greeley Rec Center. Gino was kind of my guy for a while, but he went against me. He turned on me and did his interview with the morning show. So I've changed my allegiance, and I've never even met Tamilian yet, but I've already changed. I know who I'm rooting for. And we got him on the program right now. Tamilian Vinish, thank you so much for being on the whole show, my friend.
You're welcome. You know, thank you. You're welcome. Right before this the whole podcast, and I was doing an interview with the greatest television network, Fox Sports. So I just finished that, and also I'm a very generous person, and I'm not going to charge you any fee. So,
thanks, man.
I'm just, Yeah.
So, I appreciate you doing that. Well, listen, I mean, you're not charging me, but I want to build you up because I had Gino told you so Rivera on my show a couple weeks ago, and we were all buddy-buddy. Mm-hmm. He was sucking up. He wanted to be on the air, and I was like, dude, you're my guy. I'm really rooting for you. And then he turned me down to be on my show, and he went on our morning show here at the station, and I just feel burned by that, man. And so I've been researching you. I've been looking you up, and I'm rooting for you tomorrow night. That's for sure.
Appreciate it. And Gino told you so, Rivera. You know, I heard the clips of Voices, the podcast. He said he never heard about me. He'd been doing this for 15 years. 15 years of sweat, blood, tears, and he haven't heard anything about me. And guess what? He'd been living under the rock for the last 15 years. The world has been changed. The things are changed. So he should open his eyes and look around what's going on.
Well, for him,
I feel bad for him because he's a follower. He's not a leader. I'm a leader.
Well, you heard his pod. Here, let's play back here. Here's a little clip because I heard him. He was going off on you the other day. Here's a little bit of what Gino had to say.
I've been in this business for 15 years, and I haven't heard of this man for 1 second. But I tell you what. When I go to that ring, and after Saturday night at March Madness, Battleground presents March Madness, he will definitely know exactly who he is in the ring with, just by the stare. If he thought Mike Tyson was bad, wait till he's staring at me, standing across the ring.
Dude, that's got to get your blood boiling a little bit, right? Come on, he's throwing him out there.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, I mean, I heard you guys were talking about other accomplishments that he had, winning the title, AIWFE, whatever. So let's bring another accomplishment that Gino Rivera recently accomplished. So there's this company, Elite Wrestling, Dark Elevation, whatever. One of those third-rated, nobody-watching YouTube show. He got a chance to step in the ring with, what was his name, Big Bill, Big Cass, whatever. The whole world saw what happened.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Size matters.
Yeah.
Size matters.
Well,
I'm 6'2", 220 pounds. And like I said, 15 years he's been doing it. Where he been?
I don't know, man.
When Todd Tamili and Vinicius, you will see my accomplishments. I don't just say, like, hey, I've been to Japan. I did this. Listen, this is the thing. The world is changing. Just because you're closing, that doesn't mean and nothing is just, like, moving. It stays forever. No. Gino never heard about me because I don't know if he even looking, if you know what's going on. Everything changes in life eventually. Yeah, Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler, they're not the commentators on Monday Night Raw. And RIP, we lost Jerry Lawler. But again, for Gino, he still thinks that they are the commentators of Raw because he haven't moved on yet.
He's not paying attention to what's going on, right? I mean, come on. He's got to know
absolutely.
Who you are. You know, within 5 seconds, you can learn about everything that you've accomplished and what you've been doing in this industry. And, you know, again, it's just disrespectful, honestly, just for him to come out and say it like that. He doesn't know who you are. I mean, come on. He should be studying up on you, man. He should be preparing for this match.
Tamil is one of the oldest spoken languages in the world. It's more than 15,000 years old, which is an official language of Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Sri Lanka and southern part of India, and I represent one of the oldest civilizations in this world. I don't represent a small island like he does. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm offending his people. No, he always followed his people. He always followed these wrong leagues on all these indie wrestling scenes or major companies. He always been a follower. He never got an opportunity to make a name for himself, which actually I feel bad. But right now, he finally got that opportunity. And I even said I will give him 15 minutes of fame, not 15 seconds. And he said, hey, I'm going to finish him in three. Come on, man. Come on. This is the thing. You know, you can play PlayStations. You can be a characters. You can beat who you want. You can beat the legends in this business, right? But the reality is different. What you saw on that Elite, whatever, the Dark or Elite YouTube show, that's the reality. Big Bill or Big Cass, he destroyed him. Oh. If you think that that's what he did it, oh, trust me, it's going to be worse.
I'm excited. Now, I'm excited for this. The Greeley Rec Center tomorrow. The doors open up at 5:30. Fans are going to be able to get to meet you. Not that they're going to want to meet Gino. They're going to want to meet you before the show from 4:30 to 5:30. So there's an opportunity to get to meet you and all that as you get set to take down, which I'm calling it right now. You are taking down Gino. Told you so, Rivera. No question.
See, I've been telling Gino, like, the moment Battleground Pro Wrestling announced the match between myself, Tommy Lee, and Vinicius against Gino Told You So Rivera, I sent him a message. Man, all these years, 15 years of blood, sweat, tears. Yeah. But what? You've been a follower, a people, guiding you to wrong path. And I'm going to help you to walk to the right path. That's what I'm going to do. But you know what? Just like you heard about tough love, that's going to be a tough love tomorrow. If I had to beat the crap out of him, hey, I had to do what I had to do. I will break his bones. I will inflict pain. I'll make sure he scream and cry. I mean, he liked to run his mouth so much. In fact, when I was listening to that podcast you guys did, I wasn't even sure that he's going to be there tomorrow because he sounds like he's going to have a heart attack.
I thought so too, man. There's a lot. Listen, and I know trash, but
is it a heart attack or some sort of a constipation problem?
Oh man. Well, so I love your style then. You're like, hey, I want to get you on the right path, but if I have to beat the hell out of you to do it first, I will do just that, and we're gonna do it tomorrow night at the Greeley Rec Center.
Absolutely. I'm gonna make sure he opens his eyes. There's a big difference between imagination and reality. Even in an imaginary world, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the Brooklyn no speaker. I mean, that's the imagination. That's the imaginary world. The reality is, oh, man, maybe Battleground Pro Wrestling authorities might have to call an ambulance. You never know.
You
never
know.
But I don't think I want to go that far.
Maybe,
though. I'll keep it simple.
Yeah. But you never know what's going to happen. You may just start off working them a little bit, and then you just go at it, man. Then just take them out. So, Tamili and Vinicius, we are so excited for this tomorrow night. You are going to – I'm calling it right now. I do a lot of predictions on this show. I'm calling it. You're taking it down. You're winning tomorrow night in Greeley. We couldn't be more excited about you coming into town.
Thank you so much. And bet on the right horse, a winning horse, and that's me.
I'm in. I'm in 100%. Tamillion, thank you, my friend. Tamillion Vinicius getting set for the main event against Gino Told You So Rivera. And I thought I had a connection with Gino, Angel. I really did. But you know, he was on with me a month ago, and it was great. And he turned me down. Didn't want to be on. Said he didn't like the interview. Said he wanted to go with Brian and Tanner. Liked those guys. So I decided right then and there, I'm changing it. I'm going with this guy, Tamillion Vinicius. And I like his style. Because he sounds like he's a good dude, but he's gonna beat the hell out of you to make you a good dude as well. I like that. That's how you change people's minds and lives.
Yeah, I think he's not as much of a talker as Gino was, but I think he'll let his performance speak for himself and maybe get Gino back on the right path, which is being on the whole show.
That's what I'm hoping. Knock some sense into that guy. Because he was on with Tanner and Brian knows a little bit about wrestling, but Tanner doesn't know anything about wrestling. I know a lot about 90s and 2000s wrestling, which is the only wrestling you really need to know about, because that's how these guys were brought up, the good stuff. That's what they're representing out there on a daily basis. 20 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, it's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
I know we've been talking a lot about the Joker this week, and rightfully so. He's getting set to become the three-time MVP back-to-back-to-back. But you know another guy that could that I've got an eye on as far as pressure? Now, I've been talking about Jamal Murray, too, where I think that Jamal has to be a great guard. He has to be a great point guard. He's not a traditional point guard in this offense with this Nuggets team, but he has to be a special player. But I'm telling you, Angel, Michael Porter Jr. could be the big difference maker. The way he can spread the floor out. You can just tell when he's really confident. I mean, he's always confident. But there's a difference when he's fakes a shot, knows he's not going to get the three, cuts in real quick, gets to the free throw line, extend it, and then pops it. He just gets in this mode where you know if he hits a couple of early ones right off the bat, it's going to be a big night for Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, and I think he kind of gets overlooked in terms of his personality. He's kind of a quiet guy.
He's
on
pretty
the
quiet.
Court.
Yeah, he is.
He hits a three and he doesn't really
He just
walks down the court, goes back to business. He doesn't really show a lot of that like energy, and unless it's a timeout after the three, and then he's going all in for it. But he's developed that steady kind of presence in the last couple of weeks, where we saw him for a little bit starting to be more athletic, driving to the rim, getting up, using that size, using that athleticism to get to the free throw line to give a different look to these teams. But recently, he has been hitting clutch shot after clutch shot.
The Nuggets are 12-1 when he drops 21 points or more. They're 14-4 when he hits 4 three-pointers in a game.
So you're saying he's good.
It spreads everything out, too. When teams know, okay, the question for him, and I know we got a break soon, the question for MPJ in the playoffs is going to be, what do you do when they really hunker down and try to take you away from the three-point line? They're going to try to run you off that three-point line. Can you create separation on your own without the basketball, with the basketball? Can you be strong with the basketball when you're driving, too? Because a lot of times he gets swiped when he's trying to cut. So that's what teams are – that's a scouting report on him. That's probably what's going to happen tonight. In fact, who better to ask that than David Roddy coming up in just a minute. David Roddy, rookie for the Memphis Grizzlies, former Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, and a whole bunch of other awards. And I think it's safe to say I can call this guy my friend. And we did the David Roddy Show last season every single week. It was a lot of fun. So this is the first time we've talked to him since he has become an NBA player. So we'll step aside. We'll get him on the program coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Roddy coming up on the whole show right after this break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Oh, it's just like a WWE entrance. The music hits. We all recognize the music from the David Roddy Show from last season. And here he comes entering the ring. David Roddy, former Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, star player for the Colorado State Rams, first round draft pick for the Memphis Grizzlies. David, my man, thanks so much for being on the show with us, my friend.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Dude, it was so fun to do this show with you last year, of course. This is my first time, though, getting a chance to talk to you now that you're well in to your rookie year as an NBA player. How you feeling, my man?
Man, I'm feeling great. Feels great to be back in Ram Country and really just enjoying the sunshine and the mountains.
You got a chance to go see your old teammates, too, last night, your old coaching staff and everything. I know we talked to Isaiah at the beginning of the show today, and he talked about how much of a pleasant surprise that was. I don't think any of the players knew you were going to show up.
Yeah, I kind of kept the secret. I wanted it to be a little bit of a surprise. I told some of the coaches, but really just got my workouts done, had an off day, and hiked up there pretty fast to see them. So it's always a pleasure to see them.
Well, Isaiah sent me a picture. You guys were eating something, and I was like, what is that? Whatever you were eating yesterday looked delicious, by the way. I don't know if you remember, but I was going to write that down.
It was Rare Italian in Old Town.
Okay.
So it was just some. It was an Italian spot. So it was my first time there. So
oh,
I was really?
Really
impressed.
No, that's yep. awesome, man. Well, I know Rams fans love seeing you involved, and I know you still follow this team closely. When you can't watch games like tonight, you record, you go back, and you follow this crew. And I know that means the world to those guys and that coaching staff that you continue to follow the Colorado State Rams.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to do the best I can. Again, you know, it's tough that, you know, I can't watch their game and they can't watch mine. But, you know, again, I'm there in spirit and cheering them on always. And, you know, we'll just talk about it after, you know, both of us are done with our games.
David Roddy joining us here on the First Advantage Hotline. David, it's been so fun to watch you play, man. I had a feeling you were going to go in the first round. But I'll be honest with you, dude. I didn't know how much you were going to be utilized this first season, because a lot of times you just don't know that with rookies and what their role's going to be. But you have been a very important piece to what the Memphis Grizzlies are all about. That's got to feel pretty awesome, man. I mean, this Grizzlies team, second best team in the West right now. Huge game coming up in Denver against the Nuggets. What's this season been like for you, man, this rookie year for you?
Yeah, the season's been great. You know, again, everything was moving 1,000 miles an hour when I first got here. But, you know, things have started to settle down, and I really just started to enjoy this journey, really. You know, from playing to, you know, not playing as much to really just getting better and just honing in my skills and, you know, learning how to, you know, become a professional and an NBA player and taking, you know, learning lessons as well as just understanding that, you know, this is you know, what I've worked for. So it's very exciting.
Well, yeah, and what's that like, too, on the rookie side of it? Because you just see this. You'll see some games where you're leaned on a lot. You get a lot more minutes. There might be some games where you're not playing as much, but that's pretty typical. What's that process like with the coaching staff and everything when you're going through what your role's going to be each and every night?
Yeah, they do a great job of really just being transparent with me. You know, I'm a young guy, so for me, it's just really important to just stay consistent and just be an everyday guy. You know, again, we're a championship contending team right now, and we're really deep off the bench. So you know, again, it's always fun to just compete with those guys and just learn with those guys.
How nervous were you when you first started? Like, I mean, we talked to you so much throughout the course of the year last year. You have so much fun playing basketball, but there had to be some major butterflies for that first NBA game.
Yeah, no, there was for sure. you know, I said last year the Knicks on opening night,
David, do we still have you? Okay, we still have you. There you are. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, so opening night with the Knicks was a huge one. As soon as I got subbed in, the first touch I had was a shot. So I was not expecting that immediately. So yeah, real nervous for that.
What's the trash talk situation like in the NBA? How does the opposing team treat you starting out? How did your teammates treat you starting out? What's that like? Because you always hear, you always wonder, are they cool with the rookies? What's that like?
Yeah, no, I mean, everyone's pretty cool with each other. You know, the chemistry on, you know, the Grizz is very similar to the chemistry on Colorado State. So, you know, everyone's welcoming. You know, there's some rookie duties that we have to do, but, you know, everyone's there for their best interests and helping each other, you know, hopefully have a long career. So, I'm just really just, you know, taking my time and really just learning from these guys.
Yeah, what's it like? It's a heck of a team you got. Of course, Ja Morant is just a sensational player. Desmond Bane, you know, Steven Adams. I mean, like you said, it's a deep crew as well. Some great players coming off the bench like yourself. What is it like playing with stars like this, stars like Ja Morant?
Man, it's a privilege, really, you know, to watch him, you know, day in and day out, you know, give the best of his ability every single game and, you know, make special things happen. And, you know, the way that he really, you know, studies the game as well as just, you know, creates for himself and others. It's just a pleasure to see and also great to play, you know, with against other teams. So, you know, he's a special talent and every night, you know, he's going to bring a show.
Now, a big one tonight coming up against the Nuggets. This is a bittersweet night for most Colorado State fans. Well, diehard Colorado State fans are rooting for David Roddy. No question. They're rooting for Memphis tonight. Their allegiance switches, no question. But those fans that love the Nuggets but also loved what David Roddy did, it's a torn night. It's a strange night. But I know either way, folks in this state will be cheering you on no matter who you're going against.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I mean, seeing all the fans, you know, in the stands as well as, you know, again, seeing that tonight, you know, for the Rams tonight. So, you know, it's always exciting. It's always exciting to come back to Colorado and just to see, you know, all the fans, family and friends and, you know, people that I've met throughout my journey here, you know, support me. So I really appreciate it.
David, did you give any kind of message? I know you talked to the team, to the Rams, of course, to Isaiah and company, and Coach Medved and Ollie Faroukmanesh. Did you give any kind of message? Because obviously it's been a tough season. There's been injuries. There's been illness. There's just been a lot of ups and downs for the Rams this season. What was your – did you give any kind of words of wisdom to this group?
You know, not too much words of wisdom. I mean, I text them, you know, periodically throughout the season just to, you know, just, hey, stick with it. You know, you learn a lot from adversity, and this team has gone through a lot. You know, they've been in close games with really, really good teams this season, and you know, the ball hasn't rolled their way at the end. But, again, this team can be really sneaky and can really, you know, do some damage come tournament time. So I'm just really excited to see how they are. And again, today is a celebration of the seniors, so you know, that's really their main focus tonight, is just to, you know, celebrate them and just play, you know, their hearts out.
Yeah, I asked Isaiah this, if he was going to get emotional. He's like, I'm not really that emotional, but I might. You never know what's going to happen. Were you emotional for your senior night game? When you knew this was probably? I mean, again, I know you had decisions to make, but maybe you had an inkling that was going to be your final game.
Yeah, you know, it was tough. I didn't know it would be my final game, so I wasn't emotional. I was just really just locked into, you know, playing Boise. But, you know, again, you know, just to think back at it and just understanding that, hey, you know, this is kind of my senior night as well. It kind of hits hard, but, you know, again, it's just what a journey that it's been, you know, over my, you know, last 3 years, 4 years of representing CSU. So, man, it's just super, super exciting, and it's definitely bittersweet tonight.
Yeah. Now, CSU, of course, going up against New Mexico tonight, a late one. You guys are be going up late as well, 8 o'clock, big one tonight against the Nuggets. Two of the best teams in the NBA, and you're a big part of that, man. David, just congratulations to you on all of your success. You're one of the most solid dudes when it comes to the sports world. You're a great guy, and we'll be rooting for you for the rest of the season. You personally, and I'm rooting for you tonight. It's a mix. I'm torn, man, but I know I'm always rooting for David Roddy.
I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, my man. Thank you for being on. Let's do this again. I know you got a crazy schedule these days, but we'll try to catch up with you down the road, my man.
Perfect. Thank you. Go Grizz and go Rams.
All right, my man. There it is. David Roddy, rookie. First round draft pick by the Memphis Grizzlies. Just a great dude right there. And they've been using him, you know, some nights you're going to see he's in a lot more than other nights. That you're kind of seeing the same thing with Christian Brown. Like, David played 14 minutes against Philadelphia the other night. He had 9 points, 2 rebounds. But then a few games later, he didn't get any minutes. That's what you're seeing with Christian Brown. Typically, that's where the rookie treatment goes. And it's funny because, Angel, what David Roddy's doing right now is what Bones Highland should have been doing last year. Those would have been his minutes. Hey, you might get 14 tonight. You might not play the next night. But because of Jamal's injury, he was thrust into, yeah, you're probably going to play 15, 20 minutes every night. And then Bones took that as, that's me. I've arrived. I'm here. Like, I'm not a rookie. I'm playing 20 minutes, man. And then when you start getting healthier, you want to try to get better. You bring in Bruce Brown. You bring in different guards. That changes everything. And, you know, for several different reasons, Bones couldn't handle that stuff. But you know, again, most rookies are going to get the kind of minutes that we're seeing with David Roddy. It's what you do with those minutes is how that's going to impact your sophomore season.
Yeah, I mean, we see this even in our local college basketball. You know, the freshmen that play, they'll play sometimes in a game a lot of minutes. Other times, you won't see them come off the bench, and it's about that transition process and the game slowing down for you. And at this point in the NBA season, it seems David's really adjusted well to the NBA so far. You know, we kind of thought, you know, did he have the size to compete? Did he have the athleticism? Whatever. He's proven it. And he's taking advantage of each and every second of those minutes.
Yeah, averaging 6 points per game, almost 3 rebounds per game, just under 1 assist per game for a rookie that, listen, I predicted him getting drafted in the first round. Feel really good about that. I was saying that for about a year. But I also didn't think, even though he was going to be a first rounder, a later first rounder, because he was picked 23rd or something like that, I didn't think he'd be a real functioning piece to what Memphis is going to do this year. And Memphis is a good team, a great team. And so for David to storm onto the scene and just get as many minutes as he's getting right now and play with those minutes, pretty impressive stuff. I didn't see this coming from him. He's such a unique player. He's 6'5", 252 pounds. And I don't know if you've heard, but he used to play football. We don't have to hear that anymore. He's a unique build, which makes him very difficult to guard. This might be the last time we ever interview him. I don't know. I'm going to always try. But let's face it. This guy's probably going to keep getting better. And the idea of doing radio interviews and stuff becomes less and less appealing the more popular these guys are, because microphones are in their face all day, every day.
Well, you just have to remind him who helped get him to that first-round pick.
I will. I'm going to text him right now. But it's awesome that we could get him on finally. We've been wanting to get him on. The schedules just never work out. You know, even today, we were supposed to have him on at noon, and then he had the shoot-around with Memphis, so we ended up getting him here. But he's a really great guy. And for him to take it to this level, I mean, the sky's the limit for that guy, because he's a hard worker, and there's no attitude there. There's never any of that stuff that we saw with Bones. I'm not trying to rip Bones. I'm trying to talk about being a rookie in the NBA and knowing your place with the team and how to handle that. And Roddy's a great example for that. That being said, I don't think he's going to win tonight.
No, I think Aaron Gordon might have something to say to him.
Yeah, well, we'll see what the minutes look like for him, too. Because I don't think he played a lot against the Nuggets last time out. So I don't know if the Grizzlies just don't enjoy the matchup as much with Roddy. Now, Roddy ended up getting in for 4 minutes of that game. And that was, for the most part, a blowout. So I don't know if they're not crazy about him matching up with anybody in Denver on that side of it or what. But he didn't play a lot in that blowout win last week. So we'll see. But this is a scary team. There's no question. Memphis is a ridiculous basketball team. They have Ja Morant has certainly exceeded my expectations. Tanner and I had that ongoing battle for a while. I thought Zion's going to be the guy. He said Ja Morant. I think he just blindfolded and said some random name. But I joked with him the other day. I said, "Well, Ja Morant's got to stay out of trouble. You can't win the best, who's better between who, if you aren't able to play." So, Ja, I didn't want to go there with David. We're not going to put him on the spot like that. But, yeah, I'm sure Memphis is chewing their nails right now, hoping that nothing more comes from this crazy story about Ja Morant and this brawl that happened the other day. Was it a year ago? The other year. So we'll see what happens there. But this is going to be a fun game. ESPN, big opportunity, and it's a big opportunity for the Nuggets because they're the best team in the West. The national media doesn't treat them like that, and it's got to get frustrating at some point. But Popeye Jones told us yesterday, "Hey, we ignore the outside noise, but Joker let a little seep in, and we'll see if that really impacts him going forward." 46 minutes after the hour. Angel, what did we learn today? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home for UNC basketball. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, what do you say? We all have
learned today? We learned that Isaiah Stevens doesn't know if he's going to get emotional tonight, but we did learn that he knows, listen, the Rams haven't had a great season at all, but he said, hey, we're going to just go out. We got no pressure. There's no pressure on us. We're going to leave it all on the line. We also learned that Tamilian Vinish is going to set Gino Told You So Rivera straight in this weekend's matchup. In fact, I got a four-pack of tickets to give away for that right now. Battleground Pro Wrestling taking place at the Greeley Rec Center tomorrow. Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 6. Let's go caller number 4. Just give me your first and last name. We'll send your tickets off to Will Call, and you're going in for free. Caller number 4, you get a four-pack of tickets to go see Battleground Pro Wrestling's March Radness, an event unlike anything you're ever gonna see. Caller 4-970-353-1310. What did you learn today, Angel? Did we learn anything? We learned something, didn't we?
I learned that Coach Malone sticks up for his players and defends them, says the things that maybe we fans can't really articulate because we don't see the day-to-day. But I loved his explanation that, you know, it's not in Jokic's DNA to pad his stats. He is a basketball purist. He plays the game the way he knows how, and that's scoring, passing, and rebounding. And no one's better at it, so try to stop him.
Yeah, I loved it too. What we learned that Malone is I think he's an excellent coach. And I think that he knows he's got a superstar in Nikola Jokic. He's going to do whatever he can to defend that guy. I got a picture of a few years ago when Joker was pissed about some foul call or whatever, and Malone's like holding him back, and he looks back at the camera like, no, and he's like got his back. Like, he's putting his body in front of him so that he won't go get in trouble. That stood out to me. I was thinking about that picture yesterday when Malone was talking about Joker and defending him. He's got his back. I mean, why not? He's your superstar. But Malone knows he's probably going to get some flack for that. He knows they're probably going to come after him now. And that's a great leader right there. It's an excellent leader.
Yeah, I think, you know, they won't outright say it, but I think this team feels very disrespected. I think Jokic feels that whatever he's done the last 2 years doesn't matter because they're always going to change the goalposts. So you take that, you keep doing what you're doing, because you are still the best player in the NBA right now. And you got a really good supporting cast. This team is starting to feel like they're coming together. We'll see how this bench looks tonight. I'm expecting good things from them. I think 16 is the magic number to clinch the one seed. Just go get it.
Doesn't that decrease, too, by beating Memphis if it goes down? So, yeah.
Memphis to clinch the one would need to win every game.
Yeah.
And have us lose a few more than we should.
So this is a pretty important basketball game tonight.
Yeah, after getting, you know, kind of trounced in their place last weekend. All right, let's come to Denver and see how you like it here.
Yeah, you want to keep that first spot because, you know, listen, Golden State's going to come on. Dallas might come on. We'll see. Phoenix might come on. You want to stay at the top because those teams that are getting hot right now are going to put themselves in the top. You don't want to play them in the first round. I'm not saying they can't beat them, but you don't want to put yourself in that position. So there we go. Huge matchup tonight between the Denver Nuggets and the Memphis Grizzlies. Colorado State at home for senior night against New Mexico. Who knows? I'm not just saying this to be a homer. CSU could win tonight. New Mexico is one of my favorite teams to watch in this conference, but I can't trust them. So I'll be curious to see. Stevens told me he and Tanjay were talking about it last night. Like, hey, we got nothing to lose, man. We got nothing to lose. All we can do is go out there and leave it on the floor. Let's see what happens. Should be a fun night. A late night, but a fun night of basketball. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Monday. Have a wonderful weekend, and good night, Northern Colorado.